And I mean, I love that. I love being busy. And on Saturday, I am going to be at Crockworld Conservation Centre. And part of that is Jikaleza. My two guests today, Wesley Westerdale, who's the owner of Jikaleza, and Smilo Unyawuzi. Was that right? Did I get it? Did I smash it?
That is right, yeah.
He's Crockworld administrator, and he's also manager of the Curio shop as well. I've not been, gents, for years and years and years I've not been there, and that's why I'm so excited. All right, so Wesley, owner of Jikaleza, please excuse my ignorance. What is Jikaleza?
Jikaleza is an aerial obstacle course, also with a couple zip lines that go in, all compacted into a 6,000 square meter area. All in the trees, our highest platforms are 7 meters. Some of our zip lines are 60 meters, 40 meters. We just created a playground.
All right, for adults and kids alike, I would imagine. Is there any kind of age limit?
Not really age. It's the height and the weight. So if you're 120 kgs, you can't. And if you're 135, you won't be able to go.
Blimey, if you're a fatty, you can't do it. Yeah. Sorry. You need to get on a diet and see us in a year's time. Is it just because that weight would break the zip line, basically?
And it also goes with all the safety harnesses and the safety equipment that goes with it. They're all rated at 120 kgs. That's our rating.
I love spunky children. Do you know what I mean? Kids who are out there. Yeah. Do you get a lot of them coming along to do this?
We just finished building. We have had some kids on. And wow, the differences that you see in kids. The one girl, she's a legend. Her name is Mila. She was 9 years old, small little girl. But she just did it. And it was like a course that is about 45 minutes, and she did it in about 30.
And she's 9 years old.
9 years old.
She, no fear.
No fear. And that was the thing. There was no fear. She was just, I've got this. I can do it. She had she inspired us. You know, like, this is why we built this park. For this.
Don't you love that?
It's the best feeling in the world.
I'm a little bit worried about who she marries, because she's going to be totally in control.
But I've got my middle daughter, Grace. She's done the hard course in 6 minutes. She's just rides motorbikes. We do everything. We're very outdoors, it's just the experience that they have and getting out there. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be so busy that sadly I'm not going to be able to.
No, you got to come.
Blimey. Are you getting me ziplining? Are you?
Please, that's why we built the two courses. We made an easy course and a hard course.
I'll take the easy one. Thank you so much. Okay, so do you pay to get into Crockworld, and that is your entrance fee to Jikaleza as well? How does it work, Wesley?
No, so when you drive in, you'll go through the boom gates, you find a parking. Jikaleza is on that in the parking area of Crockworld, and then Crockworld, obviously their conservation centre is on the opposite side. You'll go. We are busy because we're so new. It's just 2 months that we've been working together. Wow. We still are working out packages and things.
Working
like
hand
that.
In hand, basically. We
absolutely are with Smilo. He's and James, young James, that was there as well.
How long did it take you to build this, Wesley?
From start to now, it's been 4 months.
It's not too bad, is it?
It's not too bad. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm an electrician and I own an electronics company.
Well, you could have put the lights up at least.
I put lights around the whole park.
Oh, can you do it at night time as well?
You can do it at night time as well.
My goodness, that's exciting.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was also to help us to when we're working, because of the time factors and everything, is we could work at night as well. So we put the lights up. But also what they brought was that ambience and aura.
100%.
It's unbelievable.
Super. All right. Thank you, Wesley. We're going to be speaking to Smilo Unyawuzi in just a sec. He's going to tell us what is happening at Crockworld near Scottborough this coming Saturday.
Going down the sea.
Oh, it's nice then. Heart and Dreamboat Annie. All right, so Smilo Unyawozi, Croc World Administrator and Curio Shop Manager as well. Welcome to you, Smilo.
Thank you.
He brought with him a python. It's not that big. I'm okay with that one.
Still a baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't really like to see its mum and dad, in all honesty.
No, but with this snake, it doesn't really grow up to be that big.
Okay.
It's just a basic ball python, which is a very, very tamed version of the python family.
Can you make them tame? Be honest. Can you?
It depends which one.
Okay.
Yeah, right. South African rock pythons, I would like to believe that that's a type of python that you cannot tame.
Okay.
Even from hatch date until adulthood.
No. No,
it's always aggressive.
You can't put a lead on it and take it for a walk.
Unfortunately,
it's not going to happen.
Unfortunately, not.
All right. So I'm back at Croc World. I say back because it's many years since I've been there, and I'm so looking forward to it. There must be many, many changes. Mm-hmm. We're there for Family Day, really. Conservation Day. What would you name it, Smilo?
I would say more of a family day.
Yeah.
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 Bring your family to the park. You get to see a variety of wildlife animals.
Tell us about those. Okay. What have you got?
So with Croc World, hence the name, Croc World, a lot of people mistake us for having just crocodiles around the park, whereas we have various different types of animals, ranging from your different types of snakes, different types of crocodiles. We've got 4 different crocodilian species. We've got variety of birds, even wild birds as well that you can get to see around the park. We also do have a little farmyard area where we keep more of your domesticated type of animals.
All right, so little sheep and piggies and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You can stroke those.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't say stroke, but we do sell little bags of food that you can actually feed farm animals.
The kids would love that.
They do.
They must do.
Yeah, they go crazy over that.
All right, now, you're not going to go hungry there. If I remember rightly, there's a really decent restaurant there, isn't there, as well?
That is correct. So the fish... the restaurants that we do have within the Croc World premises is called Fish Eagle Cafe. I would like to say they sell one of the best burgers in town.
I remember that. Yeah. Yes, I do.
So on Saturday, I don't mind treating you to one of our gourmet burgers if you would like.
Sounds all right to me.
Yeah.
is the premises licensed?
It is licensed,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so if Dad fancies a nice cold frosty, that's no problem.
All of our animals are permitted. We do get occasional checkups from the KZN Wildlife Group. SPCA, so all of our stuff is legit.
So I'm going to be there just playing some really nice 70s, 80s music and just having a vibe and making some announcements and stuff. I'm so looking forward to this. Now, are we raising funds as well for Croc World at the same time on that day?
I wouldn't say too much.
Okay.
Funds will be more towards the Croc World side. Basically, we are offering grounds for... Lorna Thompson,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
who
Lorna
is
Thompson.
Hosting a market at Croc World. So there'll be up to 30 odd shops, I would say.
Vendors.
So
brilliant.
Anyone who would like to pay us a visit, visit the vendors, see if you can get a curio item that you would like.
Sure, support the vendors.
Yeah.
Now, also the shop, the curio shop's got some good stuff. What's in there, Smilo?
So within the curio shop, we have a variety of snacks, obviously. When you walk around the facility, you would want to have a drink and a snack.
Sure.
So we also cater for different sorts of curios, which are Croc World branded.
Okay.
A whole bunch of T-shirts, belts,
all
you
that
name
stuff.
It.
Okay, yeah. All right. All right, brilliant. Listen, it's going to be fantastic. I'm so looking forward to seeing you both there. Thank you for coming through today. I don't know if you've seen on social media, there's a guy, I can't remember the handle, he gets in the water with alligators. Have you seen that?
And he
pats them on the head. And
he's mad.
Is he mad?
No,
I mean,
he must be
can
mad.
That animal turn, Smilo, at any specific time? Or do they just make sure they've eaten before he jumps in the water?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I would personally like to believe that animals, at the end of the day, they are animals. You cannot 100% say exactly what the animal is going to do.
Could wake him in a bad mood, couldn't he?
But with alligators, they are actually one of the most smartest crocodilian species in the world.
So
you can actually tame them and actually put them on a leash and take them for a stroll. People actually do that up in the States.
I'll watch you do that on Saturday. I'm not interested.
Well, unfortunately, not with Nile crocodiles.
No. Else we'd be saying goodbye to Smilo. We don't want that to happen.
Or ask Big Henry. He's the oldest crocodile in the world.
Oh, yes. How old is he now?
So he's currently 123 years.
He's nearly as old as my mother-in-law.
He will be turning 124, though. He will be turning 124 later this year on the 16th of December.
We must have a party.
Yeah, we normally do.
He's on the apex of the park. He's got his own pond with six ladies.
Six women. Six mother-in-laws. That's not good. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing that and just everything. The day is that you can hear how excited I am.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
All right, now the ladies, and there's one gent in the foyer of where we're broadcasting from, 88FM. They want a couple of pictures with the python there. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
And it's not going to bite anybody.
No, it won't. I'll make sure it doesn't.
Would you buy a used car from Smilo? All right, gents, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Pleasure, man.